Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Tattoos and body piercings are an increasingly popular form of self-expression, but it's important for young people to carefully consider the consequences and potential risks associated with body modifications, according to the first clinical report on the topic published by the American Academy of Pediatrics. My guest today is Dr. Cora Corlett Bruner. She's a professor in pediatrics at the University of Washington School of Medicine and an adjunct professor of orthopedics and sports medicine. Dr. Bruner, welcome to the show. This is such an interesting topic. As we know, all of us know people with tattoos, and some look really cool, and you're like, oh, that's really cool, and some you're kind of like horrified by. But as we spoke off the air about our kids jettisoning off to college and then coming home with a tattoo, what do you want us to know about this new clinical report on the topic published by AAP and what makes it so important?
Well, great questions, Melanie. I think one of the things that makes it so important is it's the first one that was written about this. And basically, it came from when my daughter was 18 and wanted to get her belly button pierced. And she's now 23. She came up to me, Dr. Mom, and said, where should I go? And will you come with me? And my first reaction to it, of course, was to say, no way, not on my watch. You're not doing that to your body. But then I realized she's 18. She can do what she wants. And I probably should be careful, because the more I say no, the more likely she is to do it. So I went back to my literature and went back to trying to be a doctor and figuring this out to help her, and realized there really wasn't anything concise that helped me help her. So, and obviously what I ended up doing was going to a number of different places with her, and finally we found one that was clean and sterile and was really professional, and went with her. And she got her belly button pierced and almost snapped my hand off because it hurt her so much. But and learned about how to make sure it healed and healed correctly without complications. But the other thing I did was go back to my Academy of Pediatrics committee, and we wrote this clinical report that I'm lead author on, which helps inform pediatricians, other healthcare providers, but also parents and those who are considering getting a tattoo or piercing, to learn the recommendations about making sure that they go to a place that's sterile and clean, and they're aware of complications.
Well, what do we look for? I mean, how do you find a place like that? How did you find a place like that?
Well, one of the things that I think is extremely important is to recognize that there's a number of rules and regulations that each state has regarding consent. So, for example, in the state of Washington, you cannot get a tattoo or a piercing if you're under 18 years of age, period. Other states, there's a few where you could get a tattoo or piercing with parental consent, and they have to go with you at the time of that, which means that they need to have proper ID, as do you, to make sure the rules are followed. Also, one of the things that I did when I went with her and would encourage others to do is to observe someone else getting it done, just to make sure that the technique that's being used is sterile. In fact, the person that did the piercing that we observed, he changed his gloves 3 times during the procedure. That's something that we don't even actually do necessarily when we do procedure. I mean, this is a very important thing to be aware of, is that the person knows what they're doing. And finally, when they're finished with their tattoo or piercing, that they give meticulous guidelines and instructions on making sure that the person who's getting a tattoo or piercing clearly knows how to take care of that area, knows what solutions to use or not to use, how to avoid the sun, how to avoid bathing or swimming, et cetera, in the first few weeks after getting this done, which, to be honest with you, isn't something that medical providers actually know as much about in terms of healing a tattoo or piercing as do the tattoos artists or the piercers.
What about the mental aspect? You said your daughter almost ripped your hand off or whatever, and that it hurts, but then there's also this, not stigma, but once you get it, it's there. I mean, a piercing you can maybe let go, but a tattoo, now you can cover them up, make it look like a gray cloud or something, but they don't have great removal techniques. So
correct.
What's a parent to say about, you know, hey, you get one of these things and you've got it for life. It could affect your job interviews. It could affect relationships. I mean, all of these kinds of things if you get something in a bad place that shows too much.
Right, and I think that's important to recognize that while some people get a tattoo have absolute love and joy. In fact, most love their tattoos and have no regret about them because they're beautiful and they're works of art, and they've thought long and hard about them and made a decision about it. But for some that have changed their minds, it's expensive to get a tattoo removed by laser. It's up to $600 to $1,000 to get a tattoo removed by laser, and that's not covered by insurance. Some people go to something called derm abrasion, where they actually try to rub the tattoo off, but that leads to more scarring and is quite painful and is not something that's recommended. So, yeah, it's a permanent decision that some people have regret for. Most don't. But so that's why I think if you're going to do something that is permanent, you probably should, A, think about it long and hard. No tattoo artist or piercer will tattoo somebody that's under the influence of drugs or alcohol. That's absolutely illegal. Even though people might want to gear up to going to get something like that done by drinking too much or smoking too much, that's a absolute no-no for someone to do. But also to think about a temporary tattoo or a henna tattoo prior to getting one and to see what it feels like to actually have one that lasts 2 to 4 weeks, seeing if that is something that appeals to you, then okay. But if it doesn't, then that would probably be a pretty clear indication that you shouldn't get it done.
Well, sure, you shouldn't be thinking about what if you wanted to get it removed before you even get the tattoo, because then
right.
That's not even a great reason. Now, some of the things that I just never seem to understand, like tongue rings, piercings, and nose rings that look like someone's, you know, got a booger coming out or something. And I just sometimes don't get those. But what do you want people to know about those and complications? Because those tongue piercings can really cause problems for the rest of their lives.
They can. And for someone that gets a tongue piercing, its proper technique is imperative, so that if the piercer does it, they make sure that the person who's getting it done doesn't have any vascular abnormality in their tongue, that their immunizations are up to date. And that happens to be without saying for everyone that gets a tattoo or piercing, that their immunizations should be up to date, including tetanus and hepatitis. But also, tongue piercing can lead to a big bruise in the tongue, which is called a hematoma. And some of the jewelry that some people might use for a tongue piercing might click the back of their teeth, causing chipping of the enamel, which doesn't grow back. And finally, if the jewelry in the tongue becomes loose and dislodges from the tongue, someone can inadvertently aspirate it. So those are three big reasons to be very careful about who does this and aware that it could affect dental hygiene, which is very, very, very expensive to repair.
So do you want parents to, you know, at the well visit, my son is 17, and he's indicated as a gymnast that he might consider getting one once he gets to college and stuff. So when I take him for his well visit, do I mention that to my pediatrician that he's thinking of getting a tattoo and have her try and talk him out of it?
Yes, right. And again, the whole purpose for the clinical report isn't to condone or negate reasons or opinions about this. It's just to inform. So the point of this report is, and again, it's free. You can just download it from the Academy of Pediatrics website. Anyone can. You don't have to be a member or even a pediatrician to access this report. But just to actually have a conversation with the teenager before even they launch for college as part of the don't text and drive and make sure you wear a helmet and be careful about violence and be careful about alcohol or other drugs. And if you were considering a tattoo or piercing, here are our recommendations for you to make sure that if you do something like this, it's done in a safe and healthy way for which later on you have no regret. And so this is a document that many pediatricians have been asking for a long, long time. And up until now, to be honest with you, Melanie, probably most pediatricians or other healthcare practitioners weren't asking about this at their well visits. Are you considering a tattoo or piercing? But they aren't going to now because clearly there's been so much uptick on this in the press, and it's been really exciting for me that we wrote this because there is so much interest in this. And it is something that should occur in a well visit so that it doesn't have to occur at an urgent visit when there's a complication.
So speak about complications for just a minute. You're a pediatrician. Have you seen some of these firsthand? And what should parents and kids be on the lookout for if they go get a small tattoo on their arm or something on their back? What do you look for?
Well, the questions are really important because complications sometimes can be hard to see, especially if they're on your back. But definitely if it's red, hurts more than it did with it getting it done. There's signs of purulence or pus coming out of the wound itself. There could be red streaking above and below where the tattoo or piercing is, so that's important. So obviously, if someone has a fever, that would be very worrisome in someone that had a recent tattoo or piercing.
So wrap it up for us, Dr. Bruner, because you authored this. It's so important, not only for parents to hear, but for to play with, you know, to have their children read or listen to this podcast. But it's also important for pediatricians to notice, be able to ask that question at the well visit as part of a vital sign. I mean, really, to just include that on that thing that they ask the kids that we pay a little extra for, to find out about drugs and alcohol and sex. Why don't we ask them now, have you considered getting a tattoo or a piercing? And this, and to be clear, this doesn't include getting your ears pierced, it clears, right?
Right, absolutely not. Or babies getting their ears pierced. This is a whole other, and we did not cover that because it's in a whole other part of what the Academy of Pediatrics does. So this is really just about piercing of the ear cartilage or belly button piercing, nipple piercing, tongue piercing, or tattoos. So basically, I think this provides actually more one of the fun parts of a well child visit, because a lot of times we have to ask the hard questions about and be gloom and doom. Be careful when you go off to do something, because something terrible could happen to you. So make sure that you know about violence and you know about texting and driving and you know about helmets. But this is the one time we can actually really advocate in a real positive way for our kids to say, well, if this is something you're thinking about, this is okay, but these are the things that you may want to consider about where you get it pierced, where you're going to live. It could interfere with your employment, but here's parts of the country where it won't, and here's places where tattoos aren't visible, that aren't that no one cares about. You should definitely look for places where it's done clean and in a sterile way. So actually, I'm pretty excited about this, because this provides healthcare providers with a more positive way of informing their patients versus just being a, you know, Debbie Downer about everything in their life. We can actually say something that's kind of positive, which is, if you want to do this, okay. And if you want to postpone, that's fine too. So we can actually partner with our patients as opposed to just telling them all the bad things about it. We can also say, this is the way to do it in a safe and sterile way.
Well, and also it adds a great talking point for parents who are always looking for a way to begin a conversation
right.
on anything, right, that's difficult with their kids. How do you initiate that conversation without your kids rolling their eyeballs, looking back down at their phone and walking away?
Right.
You know, you certainly, this is something that can initiate that conversation. You can discuss it, and it's so, so important. Thank you so much, Dr. Bruner. You always give us such great information here on Healthy Children. And be sure to go on to iTunes and rate and review these shows. That way, like-minded people and parents, we're all getting this information from the experts at the American Academy of Pediatrics. That is the gold standard for pediatricians, and that's where you're going to get your best information and the most quality information. And of course, we're giving it to you right here on Radio MD. So this is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Thanks for listening. Stay well.